Masechet Kelim, Perek Kaf Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. Brief introduction to this Mishnah. We're going to be talking about a loom. A person wants finished cloth, and he has to do the following in order to get it. He would take threads that are parallel to each other. These are called warp threads. He then takes something called a weft thread and puts it through all of them, going over and under every single second thread that passes below continuously and over and under each thread until it's taken back in the opposite direction. And then eventually it creates a crisscross pattern and it's tightened and you end up with a woven cloth. Basically, you have certain threads that are going vertical and certain threads that are going horizontal. The vertical threads are called the warp. And the horizontal threads are called the weft that are going in and out. That's the moving thread that's continuously going. A loom makes all of this easier. You have, as part of the loom, two large rollers that are on the opposite ends of a large frame. The warp threads are wrapped around these rollers. The warped, again, the vertical ones. Between the rollers, there are harnesses. Each harness has rings that hold the warp vertical threads. One harness holds odd numbered threads and the other harness holds the even numbered threads. That makes it easier to allow the weaver to raise the every second warp thread at the same time in order to create a finished garment. That's what we're going to be talking about. There's various parts to the loom and the Mishnah will elaborate on it at length. We'll talk about it in the context of, is the cloth that's connected to the loom that's being woven considered to be part of the loom or not? It'll make a difference if the cloth is tameh. If the parts of the loom are considered to be part of the cloth, then the parts are tameh as well. If they're not connected, then the parts of the loom are tahor. Mishnah says, Hanogea bakoved ha'elyon. If somebody touches the front roller of a loom where the cloth is wrapped, or he touches the back roller where the warp threads are wrapped, manirim, the strings that raise the warp threads while he's weaving, ubakeros, the reed, the frame that's used to push the weft thread into the place while weaving, ubachut sheheviro al gabe argaman, or the thread that a weaver placed over purple wood in order to protect it. Purple wood was very expensive, so a weaver would use purple threads. He would cover it from getting it dirty when he was weaving it. These threads were not attached to the purple wool, but they were just placed over it. Or a piece of colored material that a weaver put into the fabric, but he doesn't want to leave over there. He wanted to add a little bit of color into the cloth between the warp threads, and eventually the piece becomes part of the finished cloth. All of these objects are not considered to be connected to the cloth being woven, and therefore, even if the cloth becomes tameh, if someone touches these objects, tahor, he is tahor. These items are not connected to the fabric when being woven. They're going to be taken out. And therefore, even if the cloth that he's using to weave with is tameh, a person who touches any of these objects is tahor. And the opposite. If the cloth is tahor and a person who's tameh touches any of these objects, only those objects become tameh, but the cloth does not become tameh. Benefesh ha-mesechet. If someone touches a weft thread of the weave after it was put into the warp threads, ubasheti ha-omed, or the warp threads that are on that are between the rollers ready to be put into the cloth, ubakaful she'aviro al gabe argaman, or the double cloth that was placed over the purple wool, there's a piece of cloth sewn over the purple wool to protect it as well. We mentioned that was expensive, so here it wasn't just placed on top, it was sewn into it. Or a piece of colored material that a weaver put into the cloth and he wants to leave over there. All of these items are connected to the cloth. So if the cloth is tameh, person who touches any of these objects become tameh. He becomes tameh as well. It's part of the finished product, and therefore, the person If the woven cloth is tameh, the person who touches them become tameh as well. And the opposite, if a person who's tameh touches these items over here, then the cloth becomes tameh with it. Now we'll talk about items that are used to spin thread. We'll talk about something called distaffs, which are utensils that hold the unspun thread during the process. If someone touches wool that's on this utensil called the distaff, that's shaped like a rod, an unspun wool is wrapped around it, uba ashvaya, or wool that's on an ashvaya, which is a triangle-shaped item that also has wool wrapped around it. Then we say, even if those items are tameh tahor, the person who touches it is tahor, the wool is wrapped around these items, not attached to it, so the wool is not connected to the utensil in terms of tum'ah. Now we'll talk about a spindle, which is a rod attached to a weight. We had this earlier on in the Masechet. There is the weight has a hole where the rod is put into, and they're tied together. We'll talk about whether the rod and the weight are connected in terms of tum'ah. Hanogea bapika, if a spindle is tameh and someone touches the metal piece that's attached to it, we say halachas as follows. Ad shelo pir'a, if he touched the metal piece before it untied from the spindle, tameh. He's tameh because they're connected, they're tied together, and they're considered one. Mishe pir'a tahor, but if he touched it after he untied it, even if it's still connected to it, but it's not tied down, he's tahor. Once the spinner is untied, we assume it's detached, and therefore they're no longer considered to be one entity. And even if the spindle is tameh, the metal piece and the person who touched the metal piece are not tameh.